We have two stories this morning about the fate of death row inmates. In Texas first, late last night, the U.S. Supreme Court halted the execution of a black man there. That inmate, Dwayne Buck, had been convicted of a double murder in Texas in 1997. But during his trial, a psychologist testified during the sentencing hearing that black men are more likely to be a future danger. The Supreme Court said the trial had been tainted by improper racial testimony. Joining us now, Jeffrey Rosen, law professor at George Washington University and the author of The Supreme Court, The Personalities and Rivalries That Defined America. So, Jeffrey, is it rare for the Supreme Court to step in like this on a capital case?
It is rare, but it's not unprecedented. The court in the past couple of years has stepped in to stay capital cases when there were questions about inadequate representation of counsel or involving the constitutionality of lethal injection. But it's not something it does all the time. And the court only steps in when there's some systemic charge of a problem in the criminal justice system, not when they're concerned about a particular case. So here, the claim is that there was Texas officials who routinely at capital trials would make racially biased claims about the predisposition of African Americans to commit murders. And this was considered so troubling to the Supreme Court that they've decided they had to stop the case to review whether racial bias infected the trial.
In fact, they're not necessarily, as I understand it, they're not necessarily concerned about the verdict as much as they are about the sentencing. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
So in this particular case, they send it back for review to whom?
They send it back to the Texas courts, which are not notoriously sympathetic to these sort of claims. But at the very least, the execution has been stopped, and the Texas courts will have another chance to decide whether or not there was racial bias in this particular case and in similar cases where similar testimony was used.
But this seems to me to be a comment from the Supreme Court on the Texas, obviously on the Texas system. Does that then call for some kind of reaction or response from the legal system in the state of Texas?
Well, certainly it does. And of course, the Texas system has been under close scrutiny. It's obviously politically relevant since Governor Rick Perry has been so obdurate in his refusal to even commute sentences on the recommendation of his own pardon board. The Texas system is unusual. The governor doesn't have complete discretion to commute sentences, but there's a review board that can make recommendations. Perry has even rejected some of the recommendations of his own review board, which doesn't often make them. And for that reason, the Supreme Court is sending a clear signal that they do not want a system where these executions just go on without any review at all.
So, Jeffrey Rosen, just to be clear, the facts in this case are actually not in dispute, but the whole pattern of testimony offered by prosecutors in the sentencing phase of trials is actually under some serious criticism as a result of this ruling.
That's exactly right. There have been a series of very important high-profile cases where people are asserting their actual innocence. The Troy Davis case, for example, in which eyewitnesses have recanted their testimony. This is not one of those cases. The lawyers for the condemned person do not contest his guilt, as you say. They're not saying he didn't do it or he's innocent, but they are saying that the way the Texas sentenced capital defendants to death is so infected with racial bias because of this unusual testimony that the whole process has to be reexamined.
And in fact, we're speaking with Jeffrey Rosen, who is a law professor at George Washington University. In fact, Jeffrey, there were six cases that John Cornyn, who was the attorney general at the time, said need to be reviewed. Could we see a review in those five other cases as well?
Absolutely. If the Supreme Court has called this kind of testimony into question, then those other cases should be reviewed.
Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University, author of The Supreme Court, The Personalities and Rivalries That Defined America. Jeffrey, thanks as always.
Thanks. It's great to talk with you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.